You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is a funny note. This is actually a really long message that we got on Facebook from Rachel. But all I'm going to do is lift one line out of it because that's what sparked this whole segment. Out of everything she wrote, she put this one line in, wondering if you think even happily married couples have things that irritate each other.
Yep.
See, I don't think there's I guess for some people, they think in their minds that if you're a happily married couple, that 100% of things are, you know, rainbows, unicorns, and, you know, lollipops and everything. No, I mean, the thing is, her letter went off in a different direction, but we lifted this part of it because this is what blew our skirt up. And it's just the whole idea of married couples that irritate each other.
Yeah. This isn't like big things like, yeah, you know, my husband went out and had an affair. That is so annoying. No, it's the little stupid things like, you know, seeing all the Kleenexes in the side of the door in the car that my wife leaves, which drives me insane. And the other thing that she always has to have glasses of water. I don't know why she is so thirsty all the time.
She's parched.
They always end up in our bedroom, and I'll go upstairs and I'll look around from, you know, her nightstand over to a dresser over into the bathroom area, and there's easily 15 cups of water, all half drank, just sitting around, and it drives me nuts. Like, why do we have so much water up here? Not to mention, we have a very strict no food or beverage rule upstairs in the house, which she breaks.
Why?
Obviously.
It's just water.
I know it's just water, and I get it. It's more so for the kids because we just put brand new carpet in upstairs, so there's no food, no drinks upstairs because we don't want spillage.
Oh, that's not fun.
I don't care.
You can't have that rule.
Sure you can. There's no reason to bring food upstairs.
No food or beverage upstairs.
At all.
What kind of...
And shoes.
Oh, my God.
Shoes, food, drinks. It all stays downstairs where it's easy to clean up. Sorry.
You're a tyrant.
You know how expensive new carpet is, and I want it to last, and you have two young children bringing up Capri Suns and cotton candy, getting stuck in the carpet. Oh,
you should
don't
be able
know.
To bring some stuff upstairs.
It's a very strict rule in the house.
Because
sorry,
of you.
Sorry, bro.
And apparently your wife's not on board with
No.
You're the only
She's
one.
The one who came up with the rule. Thank you very
apparently
much.
Apparently not. There's four of you in the household, and you're the only one who wants to follow.
I'm the only one who enforces it.
Apparently you're not doing that either. You said she's got 15 cups
15! And you got to dump them all out, and you're like trying to carry this stack of cups back down to the kitchen.
So the wording that I wrote down for this was irrationally irritated, and I think that's the key here. Like you said, it's not some serious
no, it's something
deep,
small.
Heavy thing. It's an irrational thing. And mine, I've talked about this a few times, but Gretchen is a leave cabinets and drawers open person, and that should not. It's an irrational thing for me that it drives me crazy.
Sure.
That she'll get stuff out of the little pantry thing, the cabinet, and she leaves it open. She gets things out of a lower cabinet, and that cabinet door just stays open. And I can go through and shut like four at a time or something. But the funny thing is, it makes her irrationally irritated that I'm irrationally irritated, and it gets
yes.
on her nerves.
She's like, relax.
When I close them.
It's just a cupboard door. Relax.
She'll say, I'm going to be putting something back in there in about 5 minutes. Can you just leave everything open?
Even if it's 5 minutes, even it could be 5 days. It's just open and ready for something else to be put back in. She's
don't
saving
you
energy.
Don't you be lecturing me. You,
saving energy, Dom.
You're afraid of water upstairs.
Leave spots.
So we're going to open this up for Dom and Jeremy listeners. The question is, what does your SO do that makes you irrationally irritated?
Yeah.
If you can't laugh about this, I mean, if there's nothing in your house.
You're lying.
You're lying and you're a weirdo couple.
Yeah. Come
because
on.
We've all got something.
Call us. This is funny. Jennifer wrote in on Facebook and says he fails to fully tighten lids. salad dressings, chocolate sauce, honey lids. It's all very dangerous if you happen to grab it by the lid, which only looks securely closed.
I have to piggyback off that. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Gretchen loses every lid because she's got stuff scattered all over the island and stuff. So like she'll have opened a balsamic vinaigrette thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes time to put everything, you cannot find the lid to save your life. She'll have like five different things open and no lids. It's not unusual to look in our pantry, Jeremy, and you will see like a balsamic thing with a foil cap stuck over the top.
The saran wrap with the rubber band around it works well too.
I have no idea. We've even looked in the trash and they're not in there.
I don't know
where
it's at.
Could they go?
The cat got a hold of them, I bet. Let me give you one more from Lindsay. She says, my husband is a loud drinker and frequently finishes with at the end of his gulps. So then she wrote out, gulp, 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 That's so good. That would drive me insane.
Oh, that's funny. The lines are full.
So full.
So we have struck a nerve this morning. We're going to try to go through as quickly as we can. Michael, good morning. Welcome to the show. What does your partner do that irrationally irritates you?
Well, she is a great woman. There's barely any flaws. We share responsibilities with laundry, and she cannot empty that darn lid trap to save her life.
Just keeps building up and building up until the house burns down.
It would if I wasn't there.
That stuff catches fire.
That's your purpose in life, Michael, is to keep the house from burning
down.
You're
a good man.
That's why you exist.
Well, I keep the house from burning down, but she will help me tie my apron string behind my back.
Hey good man, good man.
All right. We appreciate
your
call.
Man.
That's great. Who's next? It's Jill. Jill, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what irrationally irritates you?
Yeah, 25 years. 25 years, boys, and he still has the paper thing. So his jaw clicks, and he just goes to town on his food so loudly that I have to turn on the radio or I have to have something in the background to close it out, or I have to either slap him.
So his jaw clicks when he eats.
His jaw clicks, and he's just a smacker, and I'm just like, oh, my God, 25 years, I've done it.
You're a saint.
You think you would have tuned it out by now.
Jill, we love you. Have a great day, okay?
Love you, too. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, I wonder if that's, what's that TM?
TMJ?
Not TMJ. It's
TM.
What's that thing of the jaw issue that some people, I don't know.
Penny wrote in and it says, he splatters mouthwash on the side of the sink and he doesn't rinse it off. And
it's like the toothpaste.
And I hate the smell of Listerine. So he's spitting his mouthwash into the sink, it splatters up and he doesn't rinse it out.
You gotta leave him.
Leave him now.
Here's Daphne. Daphne, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what is it that irrationally irritates you?
How slow he is.
Oh.
I run marathons around him.
He just shuffles along, huh?
Yes.
So, like, if you're out somewhere, let's say you go for a nice night out downtown and you're walking down the street, you have a certain pace and he's holding you back, right?
Oh, yeah. When we get in the vehicle, we have to wait about 10 minutes so we can find the right music to play on the way downtown.
Hey, it's very important to set the mood. It's very important.
Oh, you are delightful.
That's really
Thank
good.
You for listening. Thank you for calling. We're going to try to get to as many as we can. Amber, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, what do you got?
My husband leaves his dirty socks right where he sits.
Right where he sits.
Ew.
Literally, the laundry bin is like a hand throw away.
Hey, are you picking them up and put them in the laundry bin?
I have to.
Don't.
No, don't.
Stop it.
You're an enabler.
It's not your problem.
Just leave them. Don't wash them. Just
leave
them.
Leave them until he gets a little pile.
Yeah.
Until he runs out of socks?
Until he, yes. Well, that's how he's going to learn.
Absolutely. You're enabling, Amber.
Stop it.
Okay.
Thank you for being on the show.
I think she likes his dirty socks.
We got this. She sniffs some and everything.
She's like, oh.
Here comes Aubrey. Aubrey, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Hey.
The topic has really hit a nerve for people, what your SO does that makes you irrationally irritated.
Okay, mine is kind of the opposite. I think I'm the one who is irrationally irritating.
Okay. Oh, okay. What do you do?
So my husband and I, we have 5 children, and he's a really good cook. Like, and I'm just more like, get it on the table, get everybody fed. You know what I mean? Like, just whip mm-hmm. it out. And he's more the kind of guy that, like, we'll have a sauce simmering for, like, 3 or 4 days before we'll eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and when he cooks, like, when I cook, when I'm done, it just looks like a Tasmanian devil went through the kitchen. There's just stuff everywhere. Flour on the ceiling. You know what I mean? I'm just a complete mess when I'm just in there doing my thing. And then when he does it, he's, you know, he'll use the salt and then put it away and he'll, like, stir a spoon and then clean it up. And as he's doing, he's passive-aggressive.
So you're messy. You're just messy.
Yeah, I... Now, listen, that sounds like...
Up while they're cooking.
I know. Now, it sounds like that's a carbon copy of my household, because when I cook, I'm the same way. I get it out, use it, immediately put it back. I rinse things off. I clean as
clean
I
as
go.
You go.
And I know that irritates the crap
out of... What if you need a little bit more pepper?
Then you get a little bit
in
more
your
pepper.
House, at least the cabinets are still open.
Right? You are creating extra work.
I'm telling you, Aubrey, it irritates the crap out of Gretch that I cook that way.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad you called. Here's Michelle. Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Morning.
So, what can you add to this list?
I think I'm the opposite of the previous caller. I am a neatnik. Everything has its place, and I'm very organized. But my husband can't put anything back in the same place twice. So, when he can't find it, he just goes and buys another one.
Yes.
So we have like 7 hammers, and he has 40-some pairs of shoes and multiples of everything in the house.
What an expensive way to live.
Yes.
No kidding.
Oh, man.
I don't
want to
say anything else. I've already chimed in, and I'm just not going to do it anymore. Michelle, have a great day. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you listening. I think this was, like we said, I think it was cathartic
it was
for people.
Very cleansing.
Did you hear it in the tones of some of these
people?
Oh,
yeah. Especially sock lady.
My husband.